Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Israel and Vince hanging out here with our good friend Matt Sotelo from Decrepit Birth. Matt, welcome, man. Thanks for hanging out with us today. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, man. Final night of the Revelations of the Wicked tour, huh?
Yes, it is.
God, it's been, what, a month now?
Yeah, a month.
How you feeling, man? You ready to go or what?
I'm a little tired, but to be honest with you, I could do another month.
Yeah. That's what we like to hear, man.
Yeah, man.
So just to get right into it, 2007 we saw the release of Axis Mundi.
Right.
2017, man. It hasn't been that long.
No.
Any updates on anything coming up as far as a new album?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I've been working on it, kind of slow, but we should be putting out a single, maybe even two singles later this year.
Awesome,
so, at least one for sure this summer.
Yeah.
So, keep an eye out and stuff too. Well, that's the plan. So, yeah. But yeah, we're just kind of trying to get there. This tour is, we've been preparing this tour, doing this tour, so that's where we've been. But we have new music prepared and.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that we all love about Decrepit Birth. It takes a while, but when it comes out, it just punches you right in the fucking face.
Yeah.
So we love that. The current tour has you guys with Vader, who's been around 40 years. Chrisium, you know, 30 years. You guys have been around for more than 20, you know, pretty much kicking ass. What do you think is the key ingredient for a band like you guys sticking around for such a long time?
Well, like you said, some of these bands have been around longer than us, but, I mean, we've gone through, member changes, a lineup, whatever, it happens. But the core of it is myself and Bill. And as long as we're here and we enjoy what we're doing, I mean, it's all about fun.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's the bottom line. You know, we're not some huge money making band. We're just a small death metal band. And, it's all about fun, having a good time.
Yeah. I think once you start losing that whole part of it, like fun and enjoying yourself,
yeah.
I think is when, best.
Right,
yeah. And you don't want that.
Yeah. See, that's there's a lot of young musicians that want to make a career out of doing, and I get it. I get why you want to make a career out of doing music. It's something you love. But for me, I don't want to feel like I'm pressured to have to do, to write or to do what the labels or what people want me to do. I just want to do this because out of pure enjoyment.
So. Right.
No,
well, I would think that would actually make it a lot easier and it flows a lot better because you get to say when it comes out,
yeah.
When you do it.
Yeah, and I have a personal life and family and whatnot, so that's number one for me. So,
sure, absolutely. One of the things that sets Decrepit Birth apart, at least in my view, is the melodic aspect that is blended in within the brutality of the music. What influences do you draw from to make that work?
Oh gosh, so many influences. In the death metal world, of course, Death, Chuck Schuldiner, Suffocation is a huge one for me. Like, just a lot of the old school stuff, Deicide, Cannibal Corpse, all the good stuff. But also I'm really into stuff like Yngwie Malmsteen and Tony McAlpine and a lot of the guitar shred stuff.
Okay,
Steve Vai and whatnot. But I just like so much stuff. I even like classical music, and I just like to put it all in there. And a lot of people try to brand Decrepit Birth as, a technical death metal band, a brutal death metal band. We're just death metal. We play it all, and I like to just incorporate all kinds of good stuff in there. So that's what we do.
Makes it a good mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the summer got prepared for you guys?
This summer?
Yeah.
Like I said, hopefully put out this single and prepare for a tour at the end of summer. I shouldn't be sure, but it's looking very good for late summer, early fall.
Okay. Cross the pond or here?
Here.
Okay, cool. Very good. Very good. And one question that we got for all the bands that we're talking with today. What's the best city for weed? You've been to many.
This tour has definitely been Denver.
Denver, okay.
Oh, yeah, Denver for sure. We got a good hookup, and thanks to everybody for giving me that shit. All
right.
So.
Yeah, so I got a couple more questions here for you. Sorry, here's a second.
No worries.
So how's your guys' writing process been since COVID happened? Has it changed at all? Or you guys take more time with it, or?
since COVID, you know, it didn't really change anything. COVID kind of slowed me down because, like I said, I have a family and whatnot, and I had a lot of stuff I had to do with that, and you know, bought a new house at that time, and there's just a lot going on with my personal family life. So those 2 or 3 years during COVID, I really kind of stepped back a little bit from the band. I mean, not that, you know, I was over it or anything, it's just I had so many other responsibilities. But since it's kind of gone back to normal, you know, we've been, you know, working on these singles that we're getting ready to put out, working on the album, getting ready for tours. So we're trying to be more productive.
All right. Sure. Yeah, I know everyone's different when that pandemic stuff hit, but yeah, you got to take care of your priorities first. Okay, let's see here. So you guys are from Santa Cruz, and I think you guys also have a member from Deprecated that used to play down
we
here.
We used to have Derek Boyer, who was in Suffocation, yep, and we were in Deprecated together. So yeah, I did Deprecated.
Oh, that was you. Okay, yeah.
San Diego stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah. Back in the old days. Even though I'm from Santa Cruz, I used to come down here all the time, and yeah, you know, I've got a lot of friends down here.
Yeah, I remember them from playing down there in El Cajon at the studio down there.
Yep, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep it short here. Another one. Any final words for all the fans and the younger musicians watching?
Oh, man. Just, you know, fucking come on out to these shows. Come, I mean, this is our last, you know, tour date. But the scene needs all the fans out there to come out and support. And we really appreciate you guys. And, you know, just keep looking forward to new material from Decrepit Birth and look for announcements. And that's about it for us.
Well, can't wait for that. Thank you so much for hanging with us for a little bit. I know you guys got a lot of stuff to do tonight and ready to crush our skulls. So for Matt, Vince, I'm Israel. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.